Hey, this is Doc Mike, the Redneck Dentist. Thanks for joining me tonight on the Redneck Dentist podcast here on Real Liberty Media. We're going to get everything going here pretty quick. No, I skipped the intro today. The intro music, the intro cut, whatever you want to call it. We got a lot to get to. It's Thanksgiving weekend, holiday weekend here in the United States. Let me check and make sure everything's working. It should be working, I would think. And I'm going to turn that back up in case I need it later. Hopefully I won't. Get the camera going. Here we go. New layout here. Hey, I'm going to get through my introduction stuff pretty quick. And because I got some, I have some announcements to make, I think. Anyway, this is the Facets Hour on Real Liberty Media, and I don't turn left. I'm just a guy having some fun, shining light on the darkness. Hey, could y'all, if you post on any social media platform, you know, let people know that we're live here on Real Liberty Media, kind of drive some traffic to us, post that people can listen live, get in the chat room, or they can download the podcast, of course, and I appreciate all the support, whether it's live or podcast downloads. And tomorrow, every Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, you can catch Hal Anthony behind the woodshed. He has 2 hours of solid information, and man, it is worth taking the time out to listen to. Hal's got a great show. I don't know what to say. 2 hours, you know, information, no breaks, no commercials. So show him some support and catch his podcast. So yeah, it is Thanksgiving weekend. There's a lot going on. We don't do Thanksgiving until Saturday. And of course, I'm recording this on Saturday. So we just kind of finished our festivities. And we started doing that a few years ago because it kind of works out really good. Like, we don't have to, like, you know, end our work week on Wednesday. Well, I end mine on Tuesday, but basically go from, you know, Wednesday to Thursday screaming full speed ahead, trying to make a gigantic meal. And I'm so crazy. We did it for so many years and it was always successful. And, you know, but now we kind of ease into it by doing some things on Thursday and some things on Friday and then the, you know, turkey on Saturday. And of course, the things we make ahead of time are just things that can be made ahead of time, like the pies, unless you want a hot pie. So yeah, everybody's kind of just wrapping it up, getting ready to leave. People might poke their head in and say goodbye during the show, and that's okay. Hey, I noticed something this week that is so stupid. I really can't believe it took me this long to realize this. Actually, I think I stumbled upon this a few months ago, and I was like, it's too big of a hassle, I'm not going to do it. And it really wasn't that big of a hassle, but this is the deal. Like, I had a presence on Rumble, and I would say on every show, you can catch my show on Rumble and BitChute and Odyssey. And then I went to look for something. Oh, I know what it was. I watched Died Suddenly, which is a great documentary on the Stu Peters Network. And go watch it. I'm serious. Take an hour of your time and go watch this documentary. Pretty much, if you've listened to my show pretty much since I've started, there's not going to be a lot of new stuff for you. I'd say maybe 10-15% if you've listened to every single one of my shows. But there's some stuff in there, and there's some people in there that I think it's important to make a connection with. If you want to arm yourself to, you know, to educate other people about what this, well, mainly vaccine, the vaccine for COVID does. I mean, a lot of people have given up the fight as far as trying to convince people, and I think there's good reason for that. I'm going to talk about that a little later, but I want to get back to this Rumble situation. So I would always say, You can catch Redneck Dennis on Rumble, BitChute, Odyssey, and podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. Although I love Buzzsprout, I'll be honest with you. They host my podcast, and they, you know, they make sure it gets out to a lot of the other platforms, podcast platforms, where you listen to podcasts. I mean, that is requires some setup work in the beginning when you start a podcast on Buzzsprout. But once it's set up, every week they just pump it out. And, of course, some of those podcast platforms, you know, won't allow my show to be downloaded, and that's just fine. I mean, you know, some people are going to continue to be ignorant no matter what. But anyway, on Rumble, I went to watch Died Suddenly, and I thought, I'm going to see if one of these smart TVs has the Rumble app. And sure enough, one of the TVs had the Rumble app, so of course I brought it up because I was doing my cardiac rehab here at home, and I wanted to, hang on, drink time. I wanted to watch it while I was riding the elliptical or walking on the treadmill. Actually, I did both. They're in two different rooms, that's why I'm saying, I mean, so my bike is in this room, the studio, and I have a TV here, and now it has Rumble on it. The treadmill is over in another room, and so I put Rumble on that TV so I could, you know, kind of watch it seamlessly. Anyway, so after I got done watching it, I was like, I'm going to just check out and see if you can find my show. And I typed in Redneck Dennis, and it said no results. And I was like, well, that's stupid. But I kind of knew that, you know, you couldn't just go to Rumble and find my show because I used a different channel name when I joined Rumble because I joined Rumble before I had a podcast. Well, so I created a new channel called The Redneck Dennis or called Redneck Dennis. So now when you go to Rumble and you type in Redneck Dennis, you're going to see some new content there. And I'm also going to start actually streaming video live. I'm going to test it out first and just make sure that I can. And I may even test it out and try and stream here on Real Liberty Media, the audio portion. Like, I don't know what kind of bandwidth that takes. I'm 100% certain I have the technology sitting in front of me to do it, and the power and all this equipment to do it. That won't be a problem. It'll be whether my, you know, internet connection can handle it, because I don't have, like, gig internet or any of that stuff. I mean, I have internet that I'm very happy with. I mean, hell, it runs every TV in this house, plus all the browsing and all the that I do, and my show, I mean, my show is running right now, and like I said, I have a house full of company, there's TVs on in all these rooms, grandkids are watching stuff, they got tablets, cell phones, gaming systems, you know, I mean, stuff's going like crazy, and we're still keeping the show going, and the video, that'll be the challenge, is to see if the video will go. Now, usually, we're not this busy, but I'm just saying, like, tonight, you know, tonight would be the night I would think if something's going to fail, it should fail tonight. It really should. So anyway, you can find me on Rumble now, much easier than you could before. I don't know if I'm going to port over all the other shows or if I'm just going to put a link in my descriptions that says if you want to see the archives, you can go over to the other where they were originally uploaded. Because it takes like 20 minutes to upload a video, a one-hour video. And I don't think I want to sit around for, I don't know, 128 videos. No thanks. 20 minutes a shot. I could hire one of the grandkids to do it maybe if they understood what they were doing. Yeah, I could probably make that happen. But anyway, so things are going to be changing here a little bit. We're going to be on Rumble. And BitChute and Odyssey, but I'm really kind of taken to Rumble for some reason. I think they're doing some things differently. They're trying to promote their product And, you know, it's like getting in on the ground floor, sort of, you know, just, I've been on there, I don't know, maybe a year. Oh, I guess it's coming up on a year. And, yeah, I like it. So we'll see how things go there. We had a delicious, absolutely fantastic meal today. We had, you know, regular turkey. Like I did one on the grill, the Mac grill. We did one in the oven, and yeah, we did two because, well, one, we didn't get as big a turkey as we really wanted, and we got a second turkey because, you know, for some shopping at like Albertsons for a certain amount of money, they gave you a turkey, but it was a really small turkey. Barely bigger than a chicken. But, you know, some good news kind of came out of this, too. Anyway, I'll get back to the meal in just a sec. But we decided we're going to raise our own turkeys again because we actually raised turkeys before, and they're fantastic. And we actually had a discussion this week about all of the pollutants that are in the meat system here in the United States. And I'm not talking about pollution, like the environmentalists talk about pollution. I'm talking about the stuff that they regularly put in your beef and poultry and pork, unless you're really careful about where you get those items from. Yeah, so I would love to do a live chat. I think that would be fantastic with the video. And I don't know if there's a... I have never done a live stream. So when I test it, which I think is going to be tomorrow, we're going to... Oh my God, I'm an idiot. Yeah, sometimes you just make mistakes getting things started. I didn't start either one of my timers, which is kind of funny. Ah, we don't need no stinking timers. Watch this. I'm going to get rid of them. Boom, you're gone. And boom, you're gone. Save changes. Nope. Out of here. Get lost. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. So I'm going to test it tomorrow and see how you make all that stuff work. So anybody who would like to join me tomorrow, it will not be during Hal Anthony's show because I am going to be, you know, making sure that show gets started on time. And I'm going to monitor it while it's on, and then I'll either do my bit before or after. I'm kind of thinking before. Do it in the morning tomorrow. And yeah, I think a live chat would be awesome. I would love to have some people be able to gather in one place and, you know, talk about stuff. The problem is today, nobody's talking about stuff. You know, there's no discussions. Yeah, some of us are talking, like putting it out there, but nobody's wanting to engage in conversation, especially if it doesn't fit, you know, some of the, you know, kind of standard mainstream media narrative. But I'm telling you, every week I'm going to say this. Hopefully every week I remember to say this. You know, this is the new media. You can be the new media, the new news media. We all can be. However that happens, that you can get the word out, spread the word, and maybe save people, that's what I think we should be doing. And more people need to be doing it, for sure. You know, one of the things I was going to talk about today, I might as well spit it out now, is I found out more information about the vaccine. It's really troublesome. But really what kind of hit home for me, a couple things, is one is it kind of doesn't matter if you had COVID, if you had the jab, you know, either one of those things, whether you were symptomatic, none of that matters. About the only thing that matters is if you have not had what they call COVID, right? So basically, if if you have spike proteins, you should be concerned. And here's the problem that hit me today that I thought, man, that is kind of terrifying. It's not for us that are aware. It's kind of for the people who are, I almost want to say by choice, they are unaware. And one of the biggest populations that I fear for is the TikTok generation. And I can't really remember, like I don't really understand like who's a millennial, who's a Gen Xer, who's this, that, or the other thing. But I know this beautiful stingray just swam past on the screen. And you'll know what I'm talking about if you're watching the video. Oh my God, that was awesome. TikTokers have no idea. I'm not kidding. They have no idea the dangers that come along with spike proteins. Whether they, man, I really even hate to say that you could get spike proteins from COVID, because I'm not convinced there's a COVID, which there you go. That's why my podcast won't be downloaded or available on some platforms. But, you know, until I basically see it with my own eyes and have people who I trust say that it's been isolated and defined, I'm not believing that it's out there. I'm just not. I'm sorry. But if there's a COVID that causes spike proteins, okay, you're in danger. If you've had the vaccine, likely you have spike proteins. Now, there's some possibility that you don't, because, well, let's just say because of a handling problem. Sometimes they didn't have all of the parts in the vaccine to assemble a spike protein. So therefore, you might be lucky because the spike protein wouldn't be completed with your DNA. And sometimes that was a matter of whether the vaccine was kept at the proper temperatures or not. But anyway, sometimes there were failures. Sometimes they found that the batches of juice that they were making just didn't meet quality control. I mean, the quality control was horrible. So there's chances that you got a shot and did not develop spike proteins. But basically, if you have spike proteins, your life is in danger. Honestly, your life is in danger. Especially if you've done nothing to neutralize that spike protein and repair the damage that it's done to your DNA. And I've talked about that before, so I'm not going to go over it too much again. If I ever have to, I will. You know, maybe do a review show down the line a bit. I did want to, wait, did I finish that? Oh, so the TikTokers. So basically, these people, many of them claim that TikTok is where they get their news from. Well, you know, the people who, you know, spit out junk on TikTok, and I mean, there's some fun stuff on TikTok. I've had other people show me stuff, you know, it's hilarious. It's like America's funniest home videos on 24/7, you know, new stuff all the time. But for those people who rely on TikTok for their information, the people who are pumping the information out are basically brainwashing these young people with horrible information, really terrible information about, you know, how good the vaccine is. And something else I noticed today too, this really bothered me, is now I'm noticing that most Pfizer commercials and CDC commercials and government, you know, promoted vaccine commercials, public safety announcements, they make sure that they have minorities doing those commercials. And yeah, I believe it's because they want more minorities to get this jab. And I'm telling you, if you spent 1 hour researching the negative effects of the COVID-19, SARS-CoV-2 vaccine. What, you would never put that in your body. You just wouldn't do it. Not today. Not with the number, the survival rate that we're having. Of course, they can always change that at any time, whenever they want. But the TikTokers, they're not getting any information like that. And you know what age group is that? I would say what, 15 to 30-ish. I mean, I have staff members that are under 30. I have a couple that are 30 and a couple that are older. You know, 20 to 40 years old, let's say. And they do TikTok. I don't know if they really fit the criteria as the TikTok generation. But the TikTok generation also is, you know, at risk of being really damaged by this vaccine and the spike protein in particular. The microclots I'm talking about, and blood clots I'm talking about, and endocarditis and pericarditis, you know, myocarditis. And I don't think that they have any idea. I think they are traveling blindly through a minefield. And I don't know that they will know where and how to detox from that vaccine. And I think it's really important that they do. Millennials, okay. All right. But anyway, it's terrifying to me. So this week I was really bothered, and I want to share a story with you. I want to share this just a tiny bit of this article, okay? I have a new layout too in the video, and I would appreciate any kind of feedback you can give me on it. But here are this story from Epoch Health Podcast. It says, cardiologists come to the same conclusion regarding COVID jab side effects. Now, let's just skip all the side effects. I just want you to, I'm going to read this couple of paragraphs to you because it really struck close to home for me. Me knowing me, right? And you've heard my argument about my little heart attack in August. But here's this doctor. What's his name? I don't know. He'll get to it in a minute. In the early days of COVID-19 vaccine rollout in Britain, he advocated the injections for the general public. However, in July of 2021, he experienced a terrible personal loss that caused him to reevaluate the shots, namely the sudden and unexpected death of his 73-year-old father. His father's death made no sense to him because he knew from his own examination that his father's general and cardiac health were excellent. He put it in a recent interview. This is a quote. His postmortem findings really shocked me. There were two severe blockages in his coronary arteries, which didn't really make any sense with everything I know, both as a cardiologist, someone who has expertise in this particular field, but also intimately knowing my dad's lifestyle and his health. Not long after that, data started to emerge that suggested a possible link between mRNA vaccine an increased risk of heart attacks from a mechanism of increasing inflammation around the coronary arteries. But on top of that, I was contacted by a whistleblower at a very prestigious university in the UK, a cardiologist himself, who explained to me that there was a similar research finding in his department and that those researchers had decided to essentially cover that up because they were worried about losing funding from the pharmaceutical industry. But it doesn't stop there. I then started looking at data in the UK to see if there had been any increase in cardiac arrest. My dad suffered a cardiac arrest and sudden cardiac death at home. Had there been any change in the UK since the vaccine rollout? And again, those findings were very clear. There's been an extra 14,000 out-of-hospital cardiac arrests in 2021 versus 2020. Now, that's the end of the quote. Now, I think that kind of struck a little emotional chord with me, because I 100% feel like I should not have had a heart attack. I was not in terrible shape. I actually exercised regularly. I never had high blood pressure. I never had high cholesterol. And people were dying from it. I mean, people are dying from this, and young people are dying from this. Watch died suddenly on the Stu Peters Network. It's incredible. Not only is it incredible how many people of all ages have died suddenly, but man, no kidding. I think there's one area, I can't remember which country it was, had a 300% increase in, I wanted to say stillbirth, but yeah, I guess it would be stillbirth, but it's basically babies dying in utero. 300% increase. And, yeah, I think back to the things that I started doing immediately after I got the vaccine myself, the detox procedures that I did myself, the things I thought I could do to stay healthy, and I'm pretty sure those things saved my life, but I have to say, I don't think it will help, I don't think it will work for everybody. I think you're taking your chances no matter what. And, you know, and the crazy thing is, I mean, even I watched college football today. You know, today's a kind of it's usually kind of the Civil War. Oh, yeah, you can't call it that anymore. It's kind of the Civil War weekend for all these college teams. They play their, you know, in-state or out-of-state rival. And, you know, there was a lot of really good football today. And then I see a commercial, come on. And sure enough, it's a Pfizer commercial, and it's talking about how they're partnering with, you know, all these colleges to make sure that these vaccines are available for the very people that are at the highest risk of dying suddenly at extremely young ages when they shouldn't be dying suddenly. Unexplained death. That reminds me, I got something in my notes today that I was going to follow this up with. Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's see, where are we? Halfway into the show. That's great. Steve Fastest Hour on Real Liberty Media. So, oh. A lot of stuff to talk about. Okay, so You know that they always do like this news dump on Friday nights, right? And then on Thanksgiving, well, you know, they have a holiday, and then, you know, they have, you know, everybody distracted with holiday travel and family and stuff. So they can really dump some stuff on, you know, on Thanksgiving weekend. And man, did they choose a good time to dump some stuff. And I just happened to be looking for it because I knew. Kind of reminds me of back when I worked for the government, And I was in charge of, I don't know, $1 million budget. And every year, now it took me a year or two to catch on to this, but every year they would come to me in, I forget, September, August, September, October. Usually I think it was October. And they would say, we got to spend $80,000 by the end of the day. I'm not kidding. You know, because if we don't spend it, we're going to lose it. They'll take it out of our budget. I'm like, oh, Jesus, what do I order for $80,000 as a dentist? I mean, yeah, there's stuff, but, you know, was I ever prepared? Well, yeah, I learned this is what I would do. Throughout the year, when I wanted something, it doesn't matter if it was, like, on the formulary or not. I would just write up a purchase order for it. I put it in a folder. And then when somebody came screaming to me with their hair on fire that we had to spend $150,000 by the end of the day, I just pulled out this folder and go, oh, here, just buy however much of this you want. You know, like a new dental chair, a root canal system, you know, stuff for the lab so we can make dentures and, you know, just stuff, you know, machinery mostly, the expensive stuff. And, yeah, I did that every year for like the last 10 years of my career. Because, you know, if you weren't prepared, then somebody else got to spend the money. So, yeah. And it's government money, you know what that is. But anyway, so I was prepared for this news dump because every single year it's the same. And so when you want to find out when they're really dumping the crap that they think nobody's going to hear about, you know, look around these holidays and always look on Friday nights, Saturday mornings. You'll find all kinds of stuff. For example, let me see, where did I put this? Yeah, the Biden administration. This is Biden admin quietly greenlights plan to build huge Gulf oil terminal. That's right. The Biden administration has quietly approved plans to build a new crude oil terminal in the Gulf of Mexico off Texas, seemingly in contradiction to the president's climate agenda. Really? But, I mean, they did that overnight, you know. Yeah, so, you know, they don't want to bring too much attention to it. Although, it'll come up later. It will come up later. You know, because they're going to have to start looking at what the president's done. So they, you know, they got to get ready for the 2024 election. You know, and they're going to talk about, oh, well, we approved this huge, you know, oil terminal in the Gulf of Mexico. So we could have more oil because everybody's going to be suffering. But no, what was I getting to before that? But that was part of the news dump, you know, and you don't hear this all over the news. That's for damn sure. I'm sure they told the mainstream media, hey, just don't make a big deal out of this, okay, because we got to keep the greenies happy. So Facebook finally admitted. Now, here's two things that came together for me. I was just like, well, yeah, yeah, this makes perfect sense. Facebook admits the COVID vaccines destroy the immune system and cause acquired immune deficiency syndrome. Does that ring a bell? Acquired immune deficiency syndrome, for those of you 40, 50, 60 years old, you remember that? AIDS, acquired immune deficiency syndrome. Facebook has confirmed that 5 months worth of clinical of official government data does in fact prove COVID-19 vaccination destroys the immune system, leading to what can be described as a new form of acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. So what I'm trying to kind of encourage here is we have to take care of ourselves. We are the ones who need to make sure that we're healthy enough to fight anything that comes along, because those people who've been vaccinated now have had their immune system basically destroyed, and you got to build it up again. And how are you going to build it up again? I mean, I'm no expert on this. I did study viruses and bacteria as part of my BA in biology, but this is kind of a This is kind of a new era we're living in where the government actually destroys your immune system, which can lead to huger, you know, bigger problems. I don't think huger is a word. Bigger problems. I just made it a word. Jill Biden wouldn't appreciate that, I'm sure. Doesn't she teach English? She teaches English at a community college. Man, she's a stellar performer, that one is. Anyway, so guess what would happen, or guess what looks like is happening with acquired immunodeficiency syndrome going on throughout the entire populations of the entire world? Well, one thing is, here in Oregon, I'm going to bring this story up for you too. On the video, I mean. Surge in child RSV cases stretches Portland Metro Hospital thin. Portland, Oregon, KPTV, my local TV station that I prefer to watch over anything else. Local hospitals and public health officials are sounding the alarm over a public health crisis among children and infants. And what did we do in the last year? Really, in the last 6 to 8, 10 months, we really pushed getting that vaccine in these kids' arms. Yes, it's safe for 5-year-olds. Yes, it's safe for 12-year-olds. Yes, it's safe for 15-year-olds. Get your kids in there and get them vaccinated. You don't want them killing grandma and grandpa, for crying out loud. And what do we have now? RSV. I got to put my glasses on for this. Oh, and they're not here. I got some. These will work. They belong to somebody. Actually, I can just make the screen print bigger. Let's see if that works. Let's see how that works with the camera. That'll work okay. Just in the last week, Oregon Health Authority reports that the percent positivity rate of respiratory syncytial virus tests has nearly doubled statewide. And I'm sure we have no idea why. What could possibly be leading to this epidemic of RSV cases in Oregon? No, Oregon, one of the most radical states for lockdowns and mask wearing and social distancing and tyrannical rule, and it's not going to change at all in the next, I don't know how long, but it's not. But yeah, I bet they were lining up those kids to get those shots. And now they have a serious problem. You know, kids that were not at risk of dying from COVID, you know, they get sick. I mean, I think every single one of the grandkids that has had COVID, I'm going to air quote it, once or twice, they've survived. Maybe because of healthy living, I don't know. They don't eat as well as the adults that appear on Ravenwood do. I can tell you that. But I mean, whoops, didn't cough. I can tell you that. The adults up here, we're all pretty good now. I mean, much better. We get better all the time because we're growing our own food. We're starting to make our own food also, you know, from things that we've grown. And now we're considering getting a mill to mill our own flour so we can use different kinds of flour to make our own bread versus buying bread. Anyway, so overall, I mean, the choices when you live here of eating well are pretty dang good. But grandkids want chicken nuggets. I can't think of anything really worse. I mean, I'm sure there is worse food. I'm 100% positive there's worse food. I just can't think of it right now. Like mac and cheese. That's another big one. Hot dogs. You know, yeah, just horrible choices. But they still survived COVID, right? So, and maybe they've even had this RSV before, but I'll tell you one thing. Like, we're not really crazy about running to the hospital because the kid's got sniffles. And I'll tell you, well, maybe I shouldn't tell you why. Let's just say that the healthcare professionals here in Oregon may not be so keen on people who are anti-vax. And I mean anti-vax. Everything, not just COVID. You see what I'm saying? You know, and there's been cases where people take their, you know, baby to the hospital and some, you know, Karen on the hospital staff decides that she's going to turn these parents in to, you know, child services division because the parents didn't get this kid back, so now they have RSV. No, it's serious. I've heard the stories of moms who take their kids to the doctor to get help, and the nurses and the doctors are fawning over the kids, you know, like, you know, you didn't have to get this illness. You probably wouldn't have got it if your parents would have had you vaccinated. You know, and I'm not kidding. I've heard that. I haven't been present for any of those conversations because I haven't been. But they happen. They're real. You know, like, oh, you suck as a parent because you want your kid to get polio? No, I don't want my kid to become autistic because you shove that crap in them. God dang it, man. The world we're living in. There was some other support for this. I got to find this too. FDA lies about this. Oh my gosh, no kidding. This was another freaking one of those stories, man. So the FDA backtracks during trial and now claims not taking ivermectin for COVID-19 was merely a recommendation. So let me tell you how the FDA enforces, let's say, a recommendation. They literally gathered up all the ivermectin that they had control of and burned it. That was their recommendation for not taking ivermectin. They burned it because nobody could make any money off it because it's a generic drug that's very cheap to make and to get your hands on. Well, now it's not so cheap and easy to get your hands on because the FDA burned all the frickin' ivermectin. Evil, evil bastards, man. And really, my heart does break for the people that died, that didn't have to die. For the people that suffered away from their family when they could have, and I'm not saying that just by simply taking ivermectin they would have been saved, but it was a treatment alternative that saved a lot of lives with some other stuff like anticoagulants so you didn't get blood clots. It does really affect me what people in charge have done to the civilian populations that they have been elected to represent. Kind of mind-boggling that that's the place we're in right now. Yeah, so not taking, who else? I was going to say, who else FDI lies about discouraging flat-out blocking in Vermectin. Is that the same story? Okay, that's that story. Now, also, the FDA lied about ivermectin. The FDA misled the public about ivermectin. It's ivermectin if it's for humans. It's ivermectin when you use it for your goats or horses or whatever. And I always get them mixed up because, to me, it doesn't matter. They're both the same. It's just that, you know, I don't know, vet medicine and people medicine, to keep them separate, they throw the N in there. So ivermectin. The FDA misled the public about ivermectin and should be accountable in court, argues the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. Yeah, Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, you're absolutely right. But where in the hell were you when they were pushing this drug on everybody? I bet you I can go back and find stories. I did not, but I bet you I can go back and find stories that these people went right along with all of the freaking mandates at the time and punished doctors. I shouldn't say this. I don't know if they did or not. I hope to God that they didn't. And I will eat some crow on the next show because I'm going to look this up right after I get done. Yeah, the people in charge have no morals. That's exactly right. Yeah, or integrity. It filed, so the physicians, AAPS, American, the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, filed its motion and amicus brief Thursday evening with the Federal District Court in Galveston, urging it to allow the lawsuit to proceed against the FDA and its misleading statements against ivermectin. Yeah. Yeah. At the very least. You know, and thank God, really thank God that people are going to start doing something. Whether it'll be enough or not, I don't know. I really don't know. But at least some people are going to start taking legal action against these agencies. I almost fear that the new Congress, they have so much to do that they probably won't be able to get everything done in 2 years. Well, if you think about it, like 1 year, because they're all going to be running for office again pretty soon. Well, half of them. And then the presidential election is going to come up and they're going to try and get, I mean, how in the hell do you investigate somebody who literally is responsible for killing hundreds of thousands, probably actually millions people or more, and I'm talking about Anthony Fauci personally, being responsible for killing over a million people in the entire world, if he had anything to do with the so-called SARS-CoV-2 virus, COVID-19, or the vaccine. I mean, he was on both sides of it, right? So in my opinion, he's responsible for deaths on both sides of that argument. The virus, because he supported gain-of-function research, which we're going to find out that, you know, changing the definition in mid-stride isn't going to save his ass, I hope. So he supported gain-of-function research, and they developed this vaccine with Pfizer and Moderna and AstraZeneca, and who knows who else. But yeah, he's responsible for killing a lot of people. He's also responsible for making a lot of people suffer who didn't have to suffer as much because they could have had ivermectin, but no, he didn't allow that. And you know what's funny? How about this? Let's look at this. So he was deposed this weekend. Let's see what this says. Fauci deposition report. He can't recall practically anything dealing with his COVID response. So this was Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry. Wow, it was amazing to spend 7 hours with Dr. Fauci, the man who single-handedly wrecked the U.S. economy based upon the science only to discover that he can't recall practically anything dealing with his COVID response. Here's the brightest son of a bitch in the world, right? Here's the golden child, right? 2 years ago, man of the year. They want to put him on the, you know, all these magazine covers. He was the smartest guy alive. He was the only one who could handle this crisis. He was the only one that anybody would listen to. Suddenly, he can't recall a damn thing about his COVID response. Really. I'm not buying it. I'm sure he knows we're not buying it. I'm sure the people doing the deposition, they're not buying it. It's amazing to me. Anyway, that's a very brief story. I didn't want to go on to... There was something else I really wanted to talk about. Oh, let me find it. Oh, yeah, the killers. The other killers. The ones that we all, you know, that you hear all the gun control advocates wanting to take more, you know, pass more laws that will suddenly stop these killers in their tracks. Because they only violate about 5 or 10, 15 laws every time there's a mass shooting. Usually it's, you know, unlawful use of a firearm, murder, you know, shooting with intent to do bodily harm, felon in possession of a weapon, drugs, you know, in the, you know, I don't know, drugs being used in the commission of a felony. You know, there's all kinds of laws that they already break to kill people, to have mass shootings, but one more law is going to stop them. And I was thinking to myself, okay, you know, because you heard immediately after the gay bar killings, which is horrible. I hate that anybody dies of gunfire from a mass shooter. It should never happen. It should never happen. But not enough of us carry guns. It's the only way to stop it. It's the only way. The only way they are ever stopped is with firepower. Superior firepower, right? You come in, if you're a better shot, you have a bigger gun that's more accurate, lays down more, you know, bullets per second, or, you know, some flashbangs to blind you and make you kind of concussed for a second and then get shot. Yeah. Superior firepower is what takes out mass shooters most of the time. Very rarely do they, I mean, sometimes they shoot themselves. Sometimes they just turn themselves in when the cops show up. Oh my gosh, we are getting short on time here. We got plenty of time. But you know, immediately after the people died in the shooting at the Q, I think it was called the gay bar, you started hearing, you know, already they were putting this picture together of the person who did this and how they were groomed, you know, or how they were radicalized by, you know, right-wing media and, you know, these ideas, mega Trumpers and all this stuff. And then it turns out that he was a non-binary. And then, you know, they don't start looking for the answer anywhere else. And I'll tell you where the answer is. The answer is in the parents who raised these people, partly. And part of it is they're just evil bastards, man. They have no ability to work out their issues, whatever their issues are. They have no social skills to be able to settle things. And part of that goes back to the olden days, you know, where you could go and, you know, pick a fight with somebody who's, you know, giving you some crap, and then you settle it. Oh, we can't do that anymore. You know, now sticks and stones break your bones, I guess. And the only way to get retribution is to go in and shoot up everybody who murks at you because you're a flipping idiot. Or you can't perform your job. You have no skills. Number one, you have no skills. And number two, you have no social skills. Right? So you suck at your job. This is the Kmart thing. The guy sucked, I guess, made some mistakes at work, and his coworkers talked about him. And then, you know, to settle things up, he just went in and shot him dead. And then shot himself. Oh, but we want to make sure our kids understand that the world's going to end in 20 years if we don't do something about climate change. We want to make sure our kids know that they have to be able to identify 72 different pronouns. We have to, you know, we have to make sure our kids understand, you know, everything there is to know about, you know, sex with the same or different gendered person. And how acceptable that is. And we have to make sure everybody gets a trophy, a participation trophy. There are no winners and losers here. Here's the problem. There's winners and losers. And it can be deadly. And you should learn ahead of time. You know, you should learn to have boundaries. Your kids need to learn that there's consequences for their actions. And too many times, man, in my lifetime, I'm telling you, I'm so glad I was born when I was born, and I'll die when I die, is because, I mean, I've seen what has happened to the younger generations that was, we have had less and less discipline in the family. It's child abuse to spank your kid in a store. Yeah, shut the hell up. You should have been spanked in the store a few times. Oh, no, you can't, you know, take your kid out to the car and give him a good whipping. Well, you can, and you should. Not abusive. Just punishment. So many things that we should have learned and carried on through our lives. We just got ran over by the wokeness. You know, and the people said, Beck, I don't know why he behaves that way. Why do? Because you suck as a parent. You're not their friend. Stop it. Oh, yeah, my daughter and I, we're best friends. Yeah, wait till she's 14, 15. See how friendly you are then. Sometimes it works out. Okay, 2 minutes? Really? Okay, let's do this real quick. EVs are the most reliable. EVs, electric vehicles, are the most reliable vehicles on the road. Whoops. Oh yeah, no wonder I was tongue-tied. Electric vehicles are less reliable than gas-powered automobiles, Consumer Reports finds. So I actually did a report. Consumer Reports 2022 Auto Reliability Survey released Tuesday, including those from Tesla, are among some of the least reliable sold in the United States, according to Consumer Reports. And the FBI during January 6th, so I'm just hitting these fast and hard to get them in these 2 minutes, and then maybe I'll talk about them again later show. The FBI may have used January 6th to spy on bank transactions of everyone in D.C. area. Really? No. Oh, and one more thing. Let's get this in quick, and then I'll sign off. So I got to tell you, I'm going to be honest with you a little bit here. I always thought that soccer was a little bit on the light side. And I know these guys work hard, man. Oh, no. You know, we're not playing you. Stop. I know these guys work hard. And I'm out of time, aren't I? I'm just going to say, so this is what happened. FIFA threats, this is the governing board of the World Cup, which is going on right now in soccer, the World Cup. I'm sure people know about it. I don't really. FIFA threats threat makes World Cup teams nicks One Love armbands. So this is what happened. The players wanted to wear One Love armbands in support of the people who were, you know, LGBTQ and the people who were killed in the nightclub. And FIFA said, no, if you wear an armband, you're going to be offending one of the host countries, Qatar. And they said, if you wear an armband, you're getting a yellow card, which there's going to be a oh, thank you. If you get a yellow card, if you get two yellow cards, you're out for a game, and the players go, yeah, screw that, we're playing soccer. Thanks, you guys. I will see you, what is this? Saturday. I will see you Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern right here, the Redneck Dennis podcast on Real Liberty Media. Thanks, and I don't have an outro either, so we're just going to, how about we finish this song?